In the not-so-distant future, a virus escapes from a biological weapons facility. It spreads around the world, killing almost all infected men, but sparing women. The virus also prevents all but a tiny number of male babies from being born. Freed from the patriarchal control of men, women create a worldwide female utopia. Environmental degradation and climate disruption are brought under control, and war is ended. But how do humans reproduce? From an early age, the women of this society are fitted into roles which best suit their physique, intellect, and temperament. One such role is that of mummy. Most mummies opt for artificial insemination, with semen extracted from males who are kept in facilities known as bull pens. But some mummies prefer a more traditional approach. Welcome to the Copulation Center. Come in. Take a seat, please. I'll be with you shortly. I just need to finish my write-up of the previous mating. There we go. And submit. All done. The bureaucracy might seem a little cumbersome, but we do find that detailed records are invaluable in allowing us to improve our procedures. I'm just going to scan you for your microchip. Perfect. That all checks out. Okay, so the first thing I'd like to do is congratulate you. Not many of our bulls are selected for this role. I know this is your first time in the Copulation Centre, and you're a little nervous. That's perfectly normal. But I can assure you there's nothing to be nervous about. I have a particular scientific interest in helping our inexperienced bulls through their first course of matings. I've published a number of papers on the topic, so you're in good hands. Now, I know you've completed several assessments and inductions to prepare you for your role at the centre, but your initial copulation is inevitably going to be an overwhelming experience. So I want you to see me as your mentor and guide. Theoretical knowledge has its place, but when a bull comes into the presence of one of our mummies for the first time, well, all that theory tends to go out the window. But not to worry. I'm here to guide you through the procedure, and the mummy we've paired you with, based on genetic and psychological compatibility, is very experienced. And, to tell the truth, she has a bit of a thing for new boys like you. Okay. So mummy C234GQ is currently in the adjoining chamber being prepared for intercourse. She's in the mating cot and she's receiving a full body massage from our two mummy maids. When you meet her, she'll be completely naked and glistening with a light sheen of oil. She'll also be very aroused because the maids have been using a range of exciters on her. We have found that optimum female fertility occurs when the introduction of male semen is preceded by a minimum of 45 minutes of edging. This mummy has a preference for a wand on her clitoris, an internal G-spot vibrator, and a vibrating anal plug. She's a very greedy girl. So, while she's being prepped, we need to do a few tests. Could you stand up? Thank you. Now, open your robe, please. Good boy. Not a moment's hesitation. Your assessment did say that you were highly compliant, and that does seem to be the case. Now, I'm going to give you a full genital examination Hence the latex gloves. Okay. So first, I'm going to gently palpitate your testicles, checking for any irregularities. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Perfect. They're nice and plump, too. I'm glad to see that you've been refraining from masturbation as instructed. Although I guess the prospect of what's happening today must have been very exciting for you. So well done on holding off. It seems that your penis is becoming somewhat engorged. This is perfectly normal. After all, in a moment you're going to experience sexual intercourse for the first time. Not only that, but your upbringing in the bullpen means that you've never been touched like this by a woman before. You're excited, aren't you? To have a real woman's fingers here. To feel her breath against your thighs and tummy and penis. My, look at that response. Very impressive. Mummy C234GQ is in for a treat. Oh, my dear, there's no need to be embarrassed. I've seen countless penises in all states of arousal. Anyway, your ability to achieve and maintain a high-quality erection is one of our pre-mating checks. And you've passed with flying colours. Okay, so take a seat next to me on the couch. Before we go through to the mating lounge, I need to make clear what's going to happen. When we enter the room, Mummy will, as I said earlier, be naked, highly aroused, and shining with oil. Now, I know when you were selected for our elite copulation program, you went through a strict training regime, which involved exposure to lots of carefully produced mummy porn. It helped you develop a strong sexual desire for voluptuous and fertile women. So you might think you have some idea of what's in store for you. But let me assure you, meeting a real mummy in the flesh for the first time, well, it can be quite an overwhelming experience. So before intercourse begins, I'll encourage you to get to know her body a little. Some hands-on play before penetration can help diffuse any potential awkwardness. Okay, looks like we have a green light. Follow me, please. Now, as we enter the lounge, you'll notice that the ambient temperature is rather high. This allows for participants to be comfortably naked, and the lighting is quite low, apart from some gentle spotlights centered on the main attraction. Isn't she a wonderful sight? You are looking at Mummy C234GQ. She's flawless. You will not find a more beautiful, fertile mummy in this facility. Now slip that robe off and come with me. Let's get a close-up look. Mummy C234GQ is, like all our mummies, a perfect endomorph. Broad hips, sturdy thighs, a large, firm bottom. We'll get her to lift up her legs in a moment so we can get a better view of her ass. And naturally enough, a pair of large, ripe, firm breasts. I think we should begin with those now. When it comes to this procedure, consent is very important. So before we touch Mummy, we need to ask her permission. Though judging by that sweet smile, we shouldn't have any problems. Mummy, would it be okay if the bull plays with your breasts? Gosh, there's no mistaking that gesture. See how she's cupped her tits, holding them out for you. She's even leaking a little milk from those engorged nipples. Go on, lean in and give them a good fondling. And don't forget to kiss and suck her nipples. That's it. Good boy. Oh my, she loves that. Listen to those sighs and moans. So much silky, slippery, titty flesh to enjoy. Oops! Look, you made her squirt milk. Oh, I think you're going to make a very good bull. Remember, the happier you make our mummies, the more you'll get to mate with them. That's it. You can suck on one of her breasts while you massage the other. Oh, you do learn quickly. Good. 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 Now switch over. Both of those stiff teats need attention from your mouth. Good boy. Now, if you can pull yourself away from those delightful mummy milkers, there's something a bit lower down that requires your attention. Mummy, would it be okay if the bull plays with your pussy? Oh, thank you, Mummy. Could you lift up your legs? That's it. Pull your legs up with your hands behind your knees, so you're fully exposed. Oh my goodness, what an absolutely gorgeous sight. A pair of broad, smooth ass cheeks framing a perfect puffy vulva. Nicely shaved, apart from a little patch of soft hair on her pubic mound. Do you see that clear liquid gathering along her opening? That's a sign of her sexual readiness. Mummy, is it okay if the bull kisses your bottom and pussy? Another big smile. We'll take that as consent. Start by licking gently between those lips. That's it. Can you taste her wetness? Oh yes, bury your face between those luscious thighs and kiss and lick all over her pussy and bottom. Yes, use your hands to gently pull her cheeks apart. That's it, as if you were eating a large, juicy fruit. Gosh, you really are a natural at this, aren't you? That tongue is going to make a lot of mummies very happy. Oh my goodness, look at her thrusting her hips up into your face. I'm certain Mummy GC234GQ is ripe and ready for some bullcock. But we need to make sure. Mummy, are you ready to present yourself for the bull now? Okay. There's our answer. It looks like Mummy wants you to take her from behind. Mummy C234GQ often presents herself like this, lying prone with a hand on each cheek, opening herself for her bull. So hop up onto the cot. There we go. And I'll just have one last look at your erection. Checking along the shaft to assess rigidity. Perfect. Judging by the amount of pre-cum you're leaking, I don't think this first mating will last too long. You really are excited, aren't you? And with good reason. Can you imagine how wonderful it will be when you push your penis into that pussy, feeling her lovely, fruity mummy bottom against your tummy and thighs while you fuck into her, watching it jiggle and ripple? My, was that a whimper? Mummy, the bull is very excited. Would it be okay if I guide his penis into your vagina? Right. I think that rapid little hip wiggle and the way she's grinding into the mattress means she's ready. I want you to lean in close. That's right. And carefully guide it. Yes, between her lips. And I want you to gently, oh so gently, push yourself inside until your penis is completely enveloped in her smooth, warm flesh. That's it. Good boy. How does that feel? How does it feel to be inside a woman for the first time, ready to breed a beautiful mummy? It's so exciting, isn't it? I never get tired of watching a bull fuck for the first time. Now, I know you must be feeling a strong urge to move your penis in and out, but for now, I just want you to hold yourself still. Let Mummy enjoy the feeling of being filled by her bull. See how she's pushing back and grinding on you. She's very, very close to her orgasm. And how about you? Can you feel your orgasm building? Is it almost too much to bear, feeling your cock sheathed in that slippery, fertile vagina? Feeling your tummy and thighs pressed up against all that warm, oily, jiggly bottom flesh? Okay. Then I think you can slowly start fucking into her. Yes. That's it. Long, deep thrusts. Oh, gosh, look at Mummy's face. Look how wide her mouth is and how far her tongue is sticking out. Oh, she loves your bullcock so much that you're making her drool into the pillow. That's it. That's it. Increase the pace. Oh, it's so exciting, fucking this mummy and knowing that you'll get to fuck her four more times in the course of the next 2 days while she's at the most fertile point in her cycle. Oh, no holding back now. You need to come. You need to spurt your seed deep into her. And as soon as she feels you coming, mummy's going to come too. I've supervised enough matings to know when mummy is close to orgasm. Go on. Go as fast and as hard as you need to. Yes, yes, make that juicy ass jiggle as you fuck into mummy. Ah, are you coming? Are you coming? Yes, yes, it's happening. And it feels so much better to come inside a real woman. So much better than when we use the artificial vaginas to extract your semen. Oh, oh, and look, mummy's coming too. You're coming together. Oh my goodness, good boy. Good boy. And good mummy. Oh. Well done, both of you. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. Just curl up together on the cot for a while. You need some time to recover. I'll leave you here alone for a while so you can get to know each other a little better. After all, you'll be seeing a lot of each other over the next few days.